Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11. Appreciate my wife so much. Amen. There's few ladies that'll do what she does. Amen. Married her at 17. I was 21, already evangelizing 3 years. Carried that Joey Height with me 6 months. Got rid of him. Amen. I took 2 days and booked him 9 months revivals just to get him out of my life. Not really. Amen. We're great friends. But boy, those all kinds of stories. Oh, my. But I appreciate my wife. Amen. Took her at 17 away from her mother by marriage. And it's just been wonderful. Now we've lost all of our family or our parents. We're carrying on for the Lord. You can't quit. Got to carry on. Amen. Jeremiah 29, verse 11. This is God talking. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you. Isn't that something God thinks about us? Saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall you call upon me, and you shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. That last part of 11, to give you an expected end. Amen. Boy, I like that. I like an expected end. When it comes from the Lord, it's going to be right, isn't it? Amen. All right, let's pray. Thank you, Lord. My God, you are so great. We can do nothing without you, Lord. It takes you. I can't preach without you, God. Anoint me tonight, I pray, by the grace of God, by the anointing of heaven. Deliver through me your word effectively. Meet needs that are here tonight. In your name, save, sanctify, fill with the Holy Ghost. Amen. You may be seated. This text isn't talking about people that's had a silver spoon in their mouth or people in which everything has just fallen in place. You ever met somebody like that? Every businessman, it booms. Everything they do just, amen. But this deals with people who go through obstacles. Anybody ever been through an obstacle? My. If hurts were hairs, we'd all look like grizzly bears. Say amen. Hurts are going to come. If you're a human, it's going to happen. Amen. But you don't need a promise for what you already have. You need a promise for what you don't have and don't see. In trials, do you ever wonder, where are you at, God? Oh, man. Have you ever wondered, what can I do? Amen. I'm telling you, God says in this verse 11, I know the thoughts that I think towards you. They're of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. When everything is said and done, everything will turn out all right. You must believe that. Amen. You're going through it right now, or you've been going through it, or you have been going through it. Amen. It's going to turn out all right when you live for God. Sometimes I get so excited, Brother Jeff, about the end. Oh, I can't wait to get there that I forget about the middle, my Lord. I forget about what's going to happen in the middle. He didn't say he'd give you an expected middle. He didn't say he'd give you an expected beginning. He said you're going to go through it. But through faith, you can embrace the expected end by faith. Faith is reaching up and grabbing nothing and holding on to nothing until God shows up and you have trusted him for that thing. Amen. There may be turbulences in the flight, but you're going to land that plane. Amen. You may have to fasten your seatbelt. Amen. Not be comfortable. You may need a pillow. You may need a cabin service. But when everything is said and done at the end of that flight, amen, your stewardess will ask, did you have a good flight? And if you landed safe and you're not dead, man, I had a good flight. Amen. It might get rough. It might get tough. The devil may flare up. Amen. It may not be excellent service. Your luggage may be in Kalamazoo. You may have never got your clothes yet, but it's a good flight. Can you say amen? Praise God. I learned some things on this flight. I went through some things. I matured on this flight. It taught me something. Like turbulence doesn't mean destruction. Turbulence doesn't mean a plane crash. Amen. After a while, the shake and the rattle doesn't even bother you. You've been through so many storms. You know how to hold it, when to fold it, and when to walk away. Amen. Thank you, Brother Kenny. Praise God. Amen. It's not so much of what you're going through, praise God, but it's how you feel about it. It is that emotional reaction of what you are going through. Say amen. I like some of these newer songs. They're pretty good. Amen. But sometimes you can get a CD and only two's good out of 12. Amen. But I love 98% of the older songs. You know, in the 70s and 80s. Amen. 60s. And when I get in trouble, I revert back to the old songs. When I'm in that desperation, when I'm in that time I'm going through it, amen, I just want to sing, I've got a feeling everything's gonna be all right. I got a feeling everything's gonna be all right. Oh, I got a feeling everything's gonna be all right. Be all right, be all right, be all right. You don't need a good voice to sing that when you're in trouble. You can sing it in the shower. You can sing it when you're taking your taxes to the tax man. What's going on? Yes, I'm going through it. Yes, I'm in high water. Yes, the devil's screaming. But I got a feeling the Almighty God is going to give me an expected end. And it's going to work out. Can you see, man? When you're in a faith fight with the devil, hey man, you just gotta sing like that old black fella down there in that cotton patch. My Lord, his hands are bloody. He's been picking cotton all day for 3 cents a sack. Hey man, so he just starts singing out. Hey man, I belong to the King. I belong to the King. Jesus, my Savior. I love him, black spirituals. I belong to the King. Here comes that plantation on a white suit, white horse, big white hat. You don't belong to no King Mo. You belong to me, boy. That house and shack you live in, that came from my forest. That old dirt floor, that's mine. You get back to work. He rides on off and gets away beyond that plantation house. Amen. And old Moe starts back up again. I belong to the King. I belong to the King. Jesus, my Savior. I belong to the King. My Father, He's rich, great God, in our houses and land, owns the whole world in the palm of His his hand. I belong to the King. I belong to the King. Jesus, my Savior. I belong to the King. Oh, God. You just don't know what that's like unless you've been there. Amen. Ever been picking cotton? Ever been in low times? Ever had the devil laughing in your face? It may not look good right now. It may not feel good right now. You're going through it, but it's going to turn out all right. We got God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost at a be by our side. Look at this. Naomi is a seasoned mother. Ruth was a young mother. She was a seasoned mother. Naomi's in the winter of her life. She's been through the storms, the rain, the test. But Ruth, she's a new mother. Amen. And a new mother's excited and vigorous. But an older mother's already got three or four kids and got one on their hip and they come in the fellowship hall. Who wants to hold Junior right now? Amen. They done been through it all. Amen. And that older person can say to that younger, you don't know what it's like to be like me, but I know what it's like to be like you. We were all young one day, but today seems like most people, they get more emphasis put on the wedding than they do the marriage. 20 minutes counseling with the pastor, trying to hurry and get out of there. They got 8 songs in the wedding. The thing's $15,000 to $20,000 for 45 minutes. The bigger effort should have been put in the marriage and not the wedding. Amen. When Naomi got married, she never dreamed about famine. What do you mean famine? Amen. She expected happily ever after. She expected everything to fall in place. White lace promise. She thought about the picket fence, the nice house, the romance, and the love. Naomi, amen, she ended up having to flee her home. You see, it's the things that you don't see coming. Amen. That breaks your heart. Amen. Things that you did not anticipate. That challenges your life. Nobody told Naomi she'd have to make tough decisions. Naomi, as she is packing those mules and the wagons, she's saying, I can't let my boys die. I can't let my marriage be destroyed. I got to get out of this famine. I got to get away from this place. She protected what she had. And then when she got down there to Moab, amen, and everything is going great, then when you get victory over one thing, look out. Here comes another thing. Here comes something else. It's just like pastoring. Pastoring's like a Tupperware lid. Time to get this side snapped. Man, this one's on. This one's on. What am I going to do? Great God. One time that you get something settled and everybody in the family going good. Then amen. Somebody over. Listen to me. Before you shout over one victory, look out. Here comes a church boss. My God. Naomi survived the famine. And they never got killed in the famine. Amen. But her children still died. And they died without hope. Hunger? No, they died. They weren't thirsty. You can solve one problem, and that other problem will have a twin. And great God, that thing will square off on you. She lost 2 sons and a husband. You see, and it was the unrealized expectations that proved who she was, that proved her name and how she saw herself. Naomi means my joy. But somewhere along the way, she changed that to Mara. Bitterness. But expectations, when they aren't realized, will change your personality. And in her losses, she lost her joy. Now follow me right here. There is a slow death in wrongful expectations. It's a painful thing to give up on what you plan. it's a painful thing to give up on what you hoped for. A painful thing to give up on what you let go. Amen. And what you anticipated. Wouldn't you like God just to get tickled right now? And just laugh. How many would like to see that? Just tell him your plans and he'll laugh. And he'll giggle. Amen. Oh my, this is the way I want it. This is the way. Heaven will giggle at your expectations. When happy in your life does not come through, amen, the form that you expected, it's a slow death. And some, they try to create their life's agenda. You can't do that. Preacher friend of mine, great friend, he spent $500 of his own money on Family Day. When Family Day arrived, he had two less than he had the Sunday before. Oh, my Lord. He said it zapped him for several months. He couldn't hardly get over that. He was so expecting that to happen. Amen. And you know what? He left that church. And I've seen him maybe five times the last 15 years. And the two out of the five, he cried in my face, I should have never left. I should have never left. Oh my. Some try to create their life's agenda. Oh, I got the wrong house. I got the wrong. Oh, I got the wrong person. I got the wrong job. I got the wrong career. It's hard to let go of what you expected, because what you've expected can become your idol. Things you want to happen can become your idol. You say you're worshiping God, or are you worshiping your dream? You say you're worshiping God, but is it really your expectation or what you had in mind? You praise, but what you really are doing to God, amen, is to serve your dream. You want God to be a butler or a busboy and come and clean your life and clean that, amen. Isn't it amazing that expectation that used to be your energy has now developed into your enemy? When God did not promise you what you had in mind, he promised you what he had in mind. Amen. Amen. What creates disappointment is unrealized and not bargaining for expectation. Trouble will find you whether you're skillful, greatest personality, passionate. Trouble will find you. It's always looking for you. You cannot escape problems. Amen. Trouble found Naomi. Amen. Until she changed her name. Don't change your name. Don't change your life because you're going through it. Because the devil's on your hide. You may be in the middle of the process, but don't change your name. You may be in between a rock and a hard place. You may be going through the toughest time of your life, but don't change your name. Do not allow circumstances and situations to define who you are. How you are doesn't define who you are. How I'm going doesn't define who is going. I don't know how that I'm going to get out of this. I don't know how I'm going to make it through it. I don't know how my next job is going to be. I don't know how I'm going to get back up on my feet. Amen. But I'm not letting go and I'm not turning loose. I've got a God that's on top of everything, and the earth is his footstool, and he's got his feet on me. When God's got his feet on you, you're going to come through it. You're going to win. You're going to be victorious, because he has never lost. We deal too much on the how, and we get in the way of the who. I've lost my how, but I've not lost my who.
Amen. I've lost some friends, but I've never lost my best friend. Amen. I may not go by plane. I may have to go by helicopter, but I'm still going to get through this. I may have to go by bus. I may have to thumb. I may have to hitch a ride, but I'm going to get through this. When you know who, it doesn't matter how long it takes. Amen. Don't let life change your name. Don't give up on the who, because, amen, how things are turning out. The blessing is on the who, and that is God. Don't lose yourself in any situation that you're in. Do not let your circumstance eat up yourself. The blessing's on you. The promise is on you. The anointing is on you. The victory's on you. Amen. The favor's on your side. The gift is in your life. The word is in your soul. Amen. Like that prodigal son, I was still in the same hog pen with the flies and the gnats and the mud on me, but I came to myself. Amen. You're better than this. You're stronger than this. When you come to yourself, you can give the world a permanent wave. Amen. You can walk right out of this valley lifting my hands and praising the Lord. I ain't gonna let old Satan get me down. Why should I sit here till I die? Amen. The Father has left the gate unlocked. The Father has got the calf in the stall. The shoes are polished. Amen. The Father has got the robe pressed out. You're gonna make it. You're gonna land this plane. It don't look like it right now, but God is in charge. Amen.
That prodigal went from mad to sad to glad to the dogs, ate with hogs, homeward jogged. When he got home, he got the seal. He ate the veal and he danced to the reel. What did he do? He came through it. Amen. He had an expected end. The devil had him in the mully grubs and down to the bottom, but he said, I'm going to make it. Can you say amen? Amen. Now follow me right here. Naomi said, I'm going to call my name Mara. Bitterness. She became bitter because she had become disappointed. Man, that can happen. But that name didn't stick with her. Naomi was who she was. She did what she wanted to do. She made a mistake, but she didn't let that kill her. Amen. You see, Naomi did what she had to do and had to live with a lot of what ifs. Man, you ever been there? What if I'd have stayed in Bethlehem? You ever been up at 3 a.m. in the morning saying, what if I hadn't have took this job on? What if we hadn't bought that extra car? What if we didn't change locations? What if we'd have married later instead of sooner? Have you ever been tormented by what ifs? Ever been intimidated by what ifs? Ever been challenged? And don't tell anybody about it, about what ifs. Naomi lives with regret. The what ifs, you don't want to talk about them. You've got them in the back of your mind. They're driving you crazy. Yes. You don't even let your companion know these things sometimes. But then, here comes Brother Spookendike. And then here shows up Sister Shagbagley. They're the nosy people in the church. And all churches have both people. Amen. And
They try to make you say what they think.
You ever seen them people?
Oh my. Have you ever sat and wondered how your life would have turned out if you would have went left instead of right? If you'd have went up the hill instead of down the hill? Oh my God. If you would have sat still or waited longer. Naomi heads back home thinking, what? I'm going to look like a fool. She heads back home. When our expectations aren't met, then disappointment comes and a concern about our image starts working. You think, what are they going to think about me? What are they going to say about me? I went to save lives. I went to say I did it for my boys and my husband. I went to protect things that I wanted and loved them, and they got destroyed. It is the slow death of your expectations. It may take half of your life to give up on what you had in mind. How you defined happiness, how you defined joy, how you defined peace. Some folks never give up on trying to make things turn out how they want them to turn out. 50 years old and still manipulating. 60 years old and still trying all the, controlling all the variables of life. Trying to force your today to be yesterday. Amen. Anytime, follow me right here. Anytime your faith turns backward and starts looking in the rear view mirror, you are using faith for what something it is not designed for. Anytime your faith turns south and starts looking in the rear view mirror, you are using it for something it's not designed for. You're asking faith to take you backwards, and faith has no reverse. Faith only goes forward. But let me tell you something. People's done worse than Naomi done. People's done worse than she ever done. But I like the fact that she was not afraid to do the right steps to get back to Bethlehem, to get back in the will of God and the things of God.
Faith only goes forward. I can just see God looking over heaven's balcony and looking down and saying, what is she doing? Where is he going? Is he or she driving bumper cars? I mean, he's wondering what's going on. Naomi goes back but doesn't want to. Then here comes Ruth saying, I'm going with you. You're not leaving me behind. And Naomi goes forward. I love this. Naomi goes forward over failure. And that's the tedious process. God don't want Naomi to die a mara. God don't want Naomi to die, amen, in bitterness. Praise God. Naomi takes her mind off of herself finally, amen. And you'll never get where God wants you to be when you focus on you and who you are and what you are. Selfish people never succeed. They may look good on the short run, but they don't make it in the long run. You've got to help somebody else. You've got to help somebody other than you. You've got to pray with somebody else, stand by somebody else, be there by somebody else. When you do that, God blesses your life. Can you say amen? Now, the more Naomi forgot about herself, the more she came to herself. When she forgot her plans, the more she found purpose. Listen. even though you are the one involved, it's not about you. This thing's about God. It's all about God. You're just the vessel used. Naomi says, I lost my husband. I lost my sons. I'll never have no name on earth again. I'll never have a heritage. Everything that I wanted to work, never. Everything I expected has fallen apart. When your plans fail, get ready for God's to step in. Homo shakata. My God. When you give up on you and you give up on your plan, my God, Almighty God steps in and says, here's my plan. Here's my way. Amen. Naomi could tell Ruth, for all she's been through, how to position for the blessing. Amen. Naomi could tell her what not to do, what she ought to do, how she ought to stand. And she could tell her you how to prepare for the promises of God, because God has things in store in heaven with labels with your name, my God, upon it. He's got a vial full of blessings ready to pour out upon your life and give you what you need. He's got things that eyes have not seen, ears have not heard. Amen. And neither enter the heart of man. God is going to work it out for you. Here's what you got to do. You have to be convinced. Convinced that it's going to work. You got to get convinced. Amen. You can't poly one a cracker praying. You got to be convinced. Amen. Naomi succeeded in helping Ruth. I love this. When she couldn't even help herself. Naomi was satisfied just to be a survivor. There's times we got to get there. Amen. Naomi had a testimony. And it was, I've been through hell and high water, but I'm still here. Great God, 24/7, 365, Almighty God, on planet Earth with His feet on top of us. There's something about a survivor praise. My God, it comes from deep down inside. They've been through it, but God is a way maker. You've made it through it, and some of your friends have never done that yet. Amen. You can shout it in the face of the devil. I am on this rock, and I will go on. Say amen. Because God can give you vineyards you didn't plant and houses you didn't build. And you can shout with the timber. Amen. And the blessing of God. Expect the blessing through every trial. Expect the blessing through every turbulence and every tribulation, test, and storm. I just love it when those doctors have to take 3 exams and they don't understand it's gone. The cancer's gone. Amen. The lump is gone. How did that happen? God gave you an expected end. You didn't know it. In fact, you got so excited when it happened. You said, I can't believe it. But that's what happened. You kept on going, flowing, and God made a way. Amen. I love this here. Boaz and Ruth marry and bear a son. Ruth 4:16, when they bear a son, the Bible said Naomi took the child and became nurse unto it. If things would have turned out the way she expected them to, she might have had children and even grandchildren. But they weren't going to be kings. Verse 17, there was a son born to Naomi named Obed.
He is the father of Jesse and the father of David. Hallelujah. Now you can see why God didn't let it turn out your way and your plan and what you wanted to turn out. While you were trying to have a baby, amen, God was trying to have a king through you. Praise God. That's the expected end. Amen. The moment that you give up what you had in mind, God says, listen, my plan's better. Let me put this on you. Let me put this on your shoulders. I've got something to bring you out of Moab. I've got something that'll take you over your depressed time. I've got something that'll bring you through all the fault and the fault finders. You're going to come out of this. You're going to dance on the other side of the Red Sea, Homo Shaka. You're going to have the victory in your life. Can you say amen?
Help me with a song here. God said in the text, I know the thoughts that I think toward you. Just think about it. He's thinking about you tonight. He's thinking about me. Thinking about you. Thinking about us. Oh, my. Job. God and the devil discussed Job. Amen. What he was doing, what he was going on with. Maybe what you had planned didn't happen. Maybe what you expected, maybe it died. Maybe what you hoped for did not come through. But look at this. In spite of the funerals, in spite of the setbacks, in spite of the relocations, the depression, God said, just trust me and walk with me and I'll walk you through all the changes. I'll take care of you through all the process to an expected end. And the promise to us is, in spite of the rough middle and the turbulence and the hard times, amen, don't forget who's piloting your ship. Don't forget who's in piloting your plane. You're going to make it. It's going to work out. You just got to hold on. Amen. Don't worry about what everybody else thinks or everybody else says. You say, oh God, I've just got to carry on. He's going to let you make it. It's going to work. It's going to turn out. You just have to hold on till the end. There's an expected end. The process is tough and rough. The devil's in high Z gear. But God is on top of all of it. And you know what he's telling you? Just like Naomi, saying, you're just wanting children, but I want a king to come out of this. I want a king to step out of your life. My God, that you can be victorious. Amen. There's nothing worth going to hell for. Nobody, not anything. Nothing worth giving up for. God is in charge. Let's stand. Amen. Sing it for me. Oh, God.
Well, I'm going to walk right out of this valley, lift my hands and praise the Lord. Ain't going to let Satan get me down, down, down. Why should I sit here till I die? Heaven's waiting up a little bit higher. I'm going to walk out of this valley with my Lord. Well, the Lord let down the hedge on Job to try him. Took all of his children and everything that he owned.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my Job.
Just find an order tonight and let God give us an expectation.
I came out of the valley. Praise God with a whole lot more. Well, I'm going to walk right out of this valley. Lift my hands and praise the Lord. And said, ain't going to let Satan get me down, down, down. Why should I sit here till I die? Heaven's awaiting just a little bit higher. I'm going to walk out of this valley with my Lord.
Oh.
Well, the road that you must travel to that city, well, it won't always. But the valley will. must face. God said he's gonna give us grace. Come up on the hill. Come up on the hill where the sun is shining bright. Oh, well, I'm gonna walk right out of this valley, lift my hands and praise the Lord. Ain't gonna let old Satan get me down, down, down. Why should I sit here till I die? Heavens are waiting up a little bit higher. I'm gonna walk out of this valley with my Lord. Well, the Lord let down the hedge on Job to try him. Took all of his children and everything that he owned. Oh, but Job didn't stand and cry. No, he lifted his head up high. Came out of the valley, praise God, with a whole lot more. Well, I'm gonna walk right out of this valley, lift my hands and praise the Lord. Ain't gonna let old Satan get me down, down, down. Why should I sit here till I die? Heavens are waiting just a little bit higher. I'm gonna walk out of this valley with my Lord. I'm gonna walk right out of this valley, lift my hands and praise the Lord. Ain't gonna let old Satan get me down, down, down. Why should I sit here till I die? Heavens are waiting just a little bit higher. I'm gonna walk out of this valley with my Lord. Well, the Lord let down the hedge on Job to try him. Took all of his children and everything that he owned. Oh, but Job didn't stand and cry. Oh, he lifted his head up high, came up on the hill. Praise God with a whole lot more. Well, I'm gonna walk right out of this valley, lift my hands and praise the Lord. Ain't gonna let old Satan get me down, down, down. Why should I sit here till I die? Heavens are waiting just a little bit higher. I'm gonna walk out of this valley with my Lord. Well, the road we must travel to that city, well, it won't always be on the mountaintop. Oh, but the valley we must face, God said he's going to give us grace. Come up on the hill where the sun is shining bright. Well, I'm going to walk right out of this valley, lift my hands and praise the Lord. Ain't going to let old Satan get me down, down, down. Why should I sit here till I die? Heavens are waiting up a little bit higher. I'm gonna walk out of this valley with my Lord. Yes, I'm gonna walk right out of this valley, lift my hands and praise the Lord. Ain't gonna let old Satan get me down, down, down. Why should I sit here till I die? Heavens are waiting just a little bit higher. I'm gonna walk out of this valley with my Lord. Well, the Lord let down the hedge on Job to try him. Took all of his children and everything that he owned. Oh, but Job didn't sit down and cry. He lifted his head up high, came out of the valley. Praise God with a whole lot more. Well, I'm gonna walk right out of this valley, lift my hands and praise the Lord. Ain't gonna let oh, Satan get me down, down, down. Why should I sit here till I die? Heavens are waiting just just a little bit higher. I'm going to walk out of this valley with my Lord.